Remember this one.
Welcome back. You probably gathered we're short of DJs this week. That's my starter for tonight, from a band called New England. Don't ever want to lose, yeah.
Hey, pardon me. Are you the DJ?
Yeah, why?
You know, that's terrific. My wife, you know, she loves listening to pop music. But tell me, sir, what does this do? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Did I do that?
Ouch!
Hey.
You're out!
Did I touch that?
You're out!
Hey, I'm sorry I caused you this trouble, sir. I'll go now. Sorry about it.
What?
Whatever it should be, I don't know what it is. What's happened to me, mains here? Oh, no. Out! Remove yourself. Out. I'll tell you what, we'll start all over again. Hello, everybody. It's me. I've got me mains back. Listen, in tonight's show, every other record is a pop, followed by a rock one. Good evening.
I think of this every night. I stop to worry and time gets short. What think of this, my dear young one? The time to act has just begun. What'll I do if you walk away? What'll I do if you walk away? You haven't a chance. No, I haven't a chance. Once in a while I get this feeling, now and again, now more than a
that record. That is the millionth time I've played it on Radio Elnor. That's from an album called Living in the Fantasy, that Leo Sayer. About 15,000 DJs have just come in the studio and they're all staring at me.
Are you embarrassed easily?
Yes. So out. It's about 8 minutes past the hour on Radio Elnor. Back to a rock thing now from Axe. This is Fantasy of Love. Crash, 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 crash. Underrated band there who call themselves Axe. That's Fantasy of Love. Can I say many thanks to Mr. Jim Brown, who's done with only about 3 hours sleep every night in the past 5 weeks on Radio Elnor. Jimmy!
It's all part of growing up and being British.
Remember that, son. Yes, Jim Brown and Pima Kenny, without whom there'd be no station. They're the ones who stay up all night putting aerials up and generally keeping the lookout. Back to the calm stuff now on this, is it this Sunday evening? Yes. At 11 and a half minutes past the hour, this is Justin Hayward and John Lodge. Going back to 19... Hang on, I just tell it what it's been around. I think it's 76. Anyway, this is called Blue Guitar.
And to point at people's privates.
The weekend starts here.
On Radio Elnor, 254. There's some of our privates in that record. That was Justin Hayward and John Lodge and Blue Guitar, 1976 odd. 15 and a quarter minutes past the hour, Radio Elnor nighttime music all the way till 4 a.m. It's me again, Mr. AD, with a bit of rock and a bit of pop music right through till 1. From an album now by Heaven and Hell, is the title track from Black Sabbath. That's from Black Sabbath. Did you note I was supposed to feature the number ones of 1980? Well, it's like this, you see. My list, which shows the number ones and the dates and so on, has gone missing. I've got the record, but I can't give you any information on it. So with your permission, I will feature it next week. But next Saturday night between 11 and 12, we're featuring 1 hour of Pink Floyd, Greatest. At 11 and 12 next Sunday night will, of course, be the number ones of 1980. You know, we'll be way into 1981. That, of course, is Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell. Edna has just brought in my coffee. Let's have a slurp. Love it. Thank you, Edna. Well, I'll switch that one off, turn that one off, press this button off here, and at 21 and a half minutes into the show, this is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. ...1977 on the Warner Brothers label, Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. Which is what you lot will be doing when Elnor goes to bed at 4 a.m. in the morning. Hey, isn't that Paul Rodgers good, eh? I have to do away with him. He's too good, he is. And isn't Ian Dale and Robin Blind posh? Right, they're going. Too posh for the station. No, we've got some nice, excellent DJs now. Well, nice isn't the right word to use, is it, really? Yes, there's a big reshuffle next week. We're all going on at the same time between 2 and 4. So you can hear all your favourite Elnor DJs between 2 and 4, all crammed in. All the shows go out at once. Providing you've got a 20-channel encoder, you should be able to get them all separately. Elnor time is 25 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock. Sunday evening, lots of music.
Here it is, the number one song.
On Elnor.
I suddenly noticed the body of a parson.
This is War of the Worlds.
In a ruined churchyard.
About 2 minutes worth.
Leave him to the mercy of the red.
Yeah.
saw the church burst into flame. Are you all right?
Just a bit of War of the Worlds with Philip Linney and Judy Covington. Let's call the parson, Nathaniel, away. Oh, somebody just walked in.
Hey, listen, I got a great news.
No, out. Go and see Jim Brown and Pina Kenny in reception. Edna, how are you doing, Gail?
Total satisfaction.
Oh, good.
Amazing woman, honestly.
We'll go back to 1975 from an album called The Initiation. This is that fella who I can never pronounce, Todd Rundgren. I think that's right. This is what Edna needs at the moment. It's called Real Man.
Come on, out, behave yourself.
Thanks, Edna. Is that wronger in there than Real Man? Just getting on to about 34 minutes into the show. And you're listening to the midnight broadcast from Radio Eleanor 254. Myself with you for another 1.5 hours playing all me favourites.
Hey, listen to this.
Our mailing address is RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey on Merseyside. Now, Eleanor could not run without this. It's called Electricery, and it's from OMITD, which is Orchestral Maneuvers Indie DAC, which is what we're doing at the moment. Two lumps, please, Edna. Thank you. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Electricity. I noticed Paul Rogers played Enola Gay last night on his nighttime show. Can't get into that record at all. White Messages in the Electricery, though. And there's one called Red Frame White Light, which is rather good. Anyway, blow a miss. Not to do it. Jim Brown wishes to announce to the world how old he is.
25.
Okay.
And now... in stereophonic color and techno sound, it's...
Now, this record would have been featured in my 11 till 12 number ones of 1980. As I said, I've lost the list, so it'll have to be shoved forward next week. Okay, then, so from 1980, Stephanie DeMille's never been in love like this before.
Oh, she can't half reach I, can't she?
Stephanie DeMille's. I've never been in love like this before. What's your problem, dear? What's up, Kenny?
My father used to be a vampire.
We are sorry to have to report that on your favorite free radio station, once again, we are forced to have...
Back to the ad stuff. On MCA, this is a single from October 1980. It's Quartz and Stoking Up the Fires of Hell. See the clouds before me. I'm from the sky. It cost him £10 for the train just to do a 1 till 2 slot. That is called dedication.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to excuse me.
And now, on the station, it's, Andy Davies.
Oh, I do fancy you, Andy.
1976 now, this is Sherbin House Ad. Thanks, Edna. Robin Blind's mum, you know. You told me I was the one. That's the golden days of 1976, Sherbin House Ad. 13 minutes before midnight on Radio Eleanor, we're now going over to Manchester live to Phil Weston.
It's just that I've been on the trail for 6 weeks, just me and the horse. So I hope you'll forgive me for sticking that lump of sugar in your mouth.
Thank you, Phil.
Andy Davies.
Can't stop the music.
Thanks, Phil.
I could stop it before.
Was it worth the live link-up?
Now I don't want to hear. Don't
I'll tell you one thing. I'll have to keep off these jam tarts.
Last month, I lost 180 pounds of ugly fat.
Yeah, well.
They've never heard of him in Doncaster, in Newcastle, or in London. But here, in Merseyside, we give you... What's his name? Oh, Andy Davis.
Sorry, I made my wheelchair blue attire.
That's a record on the Vertical label back to 1978. City Boy. Spelled C-I-T-Y. Take note. It's 5705. 6.5 minutes before midnight. Jim Brown is looking very sad. What's up, Jim Brown? Are you putting too many hours into radio?
My wife left me.
Not surprised. Jimbo, you're going to have to spend a bit more time with the missus, you know. Well, she'll come back to you. They all go to the mothers for a while. Anyway, keep the house clean while she's away, eh? Right, back to some rock stuff now. Toto and Hold the Line. Toto there in something called Hold the Line. 2 minutes before midnight. I will see you in 2 minutes' time after Jimbo's done his on the hour bit.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me, even though your folks hate me. There's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Hello, Radio Eleanor. Yes, Phil Weston. Yes. Okay, I'll tell you why. Phil Weston's in the doghouse again. Oh, hello. Thanks, Jim, for that nice introduction. Another hour. Of a bit of rock and a bit of pop. And it's just about 30 minutes past midnight. We'll start off with Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Live. From somewhere in the heart of Merseyside to Ireland, Scotland, the great northwest of England, and Merseyside itself, of course. Hey, Jimbo, why are you closing those curtains?
To stop the rain getting in.
Okay. Radio Eleanor's mailing addresses are E71, Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. 1 rock to 1 pop. That's what we're doing for the next hour. Bee Gees now, and you should be dancing at 4 minutes past midnight. That's if you've got the energy. Those multimillionaires, snobby as well. Bee Gees, and you should be dancing. Radio Eleanor time, 8 minutes past the hour. Mr. Dave is having a superb, wonderful time. Absolutely sober, I assure you. Regardless of the mistakes. I've got something now from Blue Oyster Cult, from the album Coldosaurus Erectus. This is called a Marshall Plan.
Out in the middle of the west, where Friday takes so long to arrive. Try to wake up dreaming, turns on the radio. Yeah.
say, brilliant. Say, Coldosaurus Erectus is the album. Blue Oyster Cult's the name, and that's something called The Marshall Planet. 13 minutes past the hour. Radio Eleanor.
Who is number one?
Radio Eleanor, of course. Oh, is that it, like? Our mailing address is RE71 Asheville Road, where you can send your complaints. So we'll plod on to 1968 now. Since the years when it was all magic, from David McWilliams, this is the days of Pearly Spencer. Jimbo, will you turn that radio off?
A tenement, a dirty street, walked and worn by shoeless feet.
That's going back to 1967, the days of Pearly Spencer from Bert. From David McWilliams, 15, nearly 16 minutes past the hour, Radio Eleanor. Oh, now who is it? Hello, Radio Eleanor. Hello?
Give me that good old rock and roll.
Yeah, okay, after the next record, okay? Stupid. Interruptions on the program. Led Zeppelin now from the album In Through the Outdoor. This is something called All of My Love.
To chase the feather in the wind.
Ah, splendid, eh? Led Zeppelin from the album In Through the Outdoor. Of my love for Eleanor and the rest. Reception reports, please. We're having a phone in between 1 and 2.
Mine is the hand that's so tight. His is the force that lands within. Ours is a fire, all the warmth we can find. He is a feather in the wind.
The only station in Great Britain which does what all the other stations fail to do. And that's play you non-stop music. We have a bit of jingles in the middle. 21 minutes past the hour.
My Aunt Mabel married a man who smoked 200 cigarettes a day. She didn't love him. She just loved the smell of tar.
Minutes past the hour, Radio Eleanor. Back to 1975 at Leo Sayer and Moon are Lighting Down.
Together, they're gonna make it
together. Did you know that Radio Eleanor is
number one?
Jersey side of its own solid non-stop music.
Moonlighting,
in this hour, it's one of pop, one of rock. Might even throw a reggae one in if possible. Oh no. Hello, Radio Eleanor 254.
Doctor, I keep thinking there's three of me.
So
there.
Jimbo, can we have the phone removed, please? They tend to get in the way. This now is an album by Lone Star called Fire on All Six Bells of Berlin. It's the title track.
Thank you.
That's killing me, isn't that great? A Lone Star, an album track from Fire on All Six Bells of Berlin. That is, in fact, the title track, 32 and a half minutes in the AD show.
What to who? Why is that Dalek walking with his hand on his hip?
Wait, he's going to speak.
Hello, sailor.
I've got it. He's a fruit machine.
Oh, God. Radio Eleanor, the greatest thing since, I don't know. Greatest thing since Kellogg's Cornflakes. 1975 time now. This is Cockney Rebel and Judy Team. Bag home, that's when I had my Marcus. Used to have a Marcus, you know. It's got nothing to do with the record, but it's just the only record I ever used to play. And my cheap car stereo in them days. Shouldn't really give information out like that, should I? Cockney Rebel there and Judy T. 36 minutes in the show. Which means 24 minutes before Jimbo makes his announcements.
Who are you?
Andy Davis.
Sorry I'm late. My wheelchair blew a tire.
What's with this wheelchair? Go back to that Coldosaurus Erectus album now from Blue Oyster Cult. This is Black Plague.
I have this feeling that my luck is none too good. This sword here at my side don't act the way it should. Keeps calling me its master. But it feels like it's late.
20 minutes before the hour, Black Blade there. That's from Blue Oyster Cult from the album Coldosaurus Erectus. Oh, God. Incredible type, one. Must we read things out like that on the air? Send that one to Rick Dane, who's sitting up the moment in the bath. Look forward to seeing you next week, Rick. Pino, Kenny, Jimbo and myself going out for drinks somewhere. A secret place. To have discussions.
Disappearing for a group.
All the plane is working. Don't worry, it won't be one of mine.
1978 time now, the sweet. And this is Love Is Like Oxygen. The sweet then, Love Is Like Oxygen. It's 14 minutes before the next hour.
2, 2, 5, 5, 4, 4.
Hey, do you play golf?
Oh, sure.
Tell me, what do you think of Jacqueline?
I don't know. I've never jackled.
Are you kidding? Reject? Yeah. you wish to write to any McGuire's in Eleanor, the mailing address is RE 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. If you want a featured artist featuring for an hour, send to me personally. If you want a rock track featuring, send to me personally. All of the complaints to Jim Brown, P. McKenny, Ian Dale. Who else? I'll get me list out and read them all out later. Something now from Rainbow. This is Eyes of the World. And it's taken from the Down to Earth album. From the album Down to Earth, that's Eyes of the World, 7 minutes before the next hour.
And here is the news.
Jim Brown has just died of exhaustion.
All hits, all the time.
I'm Sir Lester Smart. I want to tell you about Radio Eleanor, who shows us every week on 234, 254, and in addition, look, VHS stereos every Saturday and Sunday. Our mailing address is 5271 Asheville Road, Wallasey, and Merseyside.
All hits all the time.
Radio Eleanor.
After the next record, I'll be giving you all a list of all the DJs on Radio Eleanor, what you can write to. What's our mailing address? 6 minutes before the hour. Wild Cherry and play that funky music. Well, I'm rapidly running out of a thing called time. It's 5 minutes before the hour. If you wish to write to any of the guys to Radio Eleanor, which, of course, is 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey on Merseyside, then the DJs' names, what you can write to, are Mr. Phil Weston, Jim Brown, Dave Simpson, that fella called Andy Davis, Alan Stacey, Paul Rogers, Ian Dale,
it wasn't easy.
Mr. Pino Kenny, Robin the Blind,
changing rock and roll.
David Jason, a very posh Ian Dale.
Yeah.
And I hope I ain't forgot anybody. Finish off with one more record. Third time play on Radio Eleanor from New England. This is called Don't Ever Want to Lose Ya. Is that right? If you don't ever lose Eleanor, then keep writing to us. That makes us happy and that makes us plod on.
Never heard of him in Doncaster, in Newcastle, or in London, but here, in Merseyside, we give you... What's his name?
Oh, Andy Davis.
Sorry, I'm late. My wheelchair blew a tire.